Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Yesterday, we learned in a survey from KPMG that Irish consumers are aware of shrinkflation and resent brands who carry out the practice. Today, PwC, the arch rivals, put out its consumer sentiment survey, and it shows that some consumers are scaling back in order to make ends meet. The study also found that consumers were determined to buy as sustainably as possible, though cost is often an issue. Owen McFeely is the Director for Retail and Consumer with PwC and is in front of me. Hello, Owen.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Can we start with the number of consumers who are extremely or very concerned about their personal financial situation? That's worrying, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is, Joe. We've 58% of respondents told us that they're, as you say, extremely or very concerned. And considering, I mean, the economy is certainly performing very strongly at the moment. But I think a key factor behind that is, I think there's a number of factors. We have interest rates. We have rents certainly in Dublin City.
About to go down, but they have been
up. Yeah. Hopefully we're going to start to see a downward move, and we still have rents in Dublin City Centre very high. But I think a key issue behind this number is actually inflation. And over 40% of consumers actually said inflation is a top threat to their spending. So although inflation is currently sort of sub 2%. Well, what we have seen in recent years is very high inflation. So the cost of the shopping basket has gone up considerably in the last number of years. And although inflation is still at 2%, we have seen rising prices, and those prices have still yet to fall. So the consumer is ultimately still paying more for the shopper.
It's interesting how they've definitely noticed in that supermarket till that prices have gone up for them. Mm-hmm. But I wonder whether consumers think that prices are now going to go back down, which is, you know, given the fact that inflation is a ratchet, it only goes one way, unfortunately.
I think it's a really interesting point. Consumers are hearing a lot about inflation falling, and they're hearing about inflation sub 2%.
But actually the rate is falling.
The rate of price increase has fallen, but I think consumers are starting to expect to see, because the numbers fallen, that they're going to see savings into their pockets. That's currently not necessarily the case. Although I know from talking to a lot of FMCG brands and retailers, I mean,
fast moving consumer goods,
exactly. They're continually working hard to take efficiencies in their business, and they're certainly working to pass value as much as they can through to the consumer.
There is something of a mismatch between the consumer and the aggregated Irish economy. Like, we talk about full employment. We talk about GDP bubbling along nicely. We talk about exports booming. We also talk about real incomes going up. And yet your findings match that of the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey, match that there's an awful amount of skepticism out there amongst consumers.
Yes, and the recent Credit Union survey actually used the phrase, it's not the worst of times, but it's not the best of times either.
A bit of Dickens.
Which I think is certainly apt at the moment. So I think we're a couple of months away. I think once we start to see some interest rates start to fall, consumers will have an extra few quid in their pockets at the end of every month.
Yes, that's a very good point, that interest rates, we anticipate them to start moving south from tomorrow. And as I mentioned before, interest incomes are going up in real terms, which means they take account of inflation. Does that mean that they will go out and spend, and that their confidence will start going upwards?
I'd imagine, Joe, we will start to see consumers, once they get an extra few quid in their pockets, return to the stores again. And it's not that they're not currently in the stores. They certainly are. An interesting fact we actually picked up on was that we actually have a high level of savings rates in Ireland, 17 billion saved last year. And when we asked consumers, nearly 50% told us that they're saving between 3 and 10% of their current incomes. So consumers are certainly putting money away for a rainy day. But hopefully, as I said, as we see interest rates falling and people feel a bit more positive, they're going to start those larger ticket item spend again.
And it's a question of whether the government wants to prize open that savings box and get them to spend money in an already, you know, inflated economy. You also think that consumers want to go green?
Yes, and over 80% of consumers said that they're actually seeing the impact of climate change on their daily lives, which really doesn't surprise me, considering some of the weather incidents we've had. We see our farming community having much shorter planting seasons, etc. I think they want to go green, but I think the challenge is for the sector, those FMCG companies and the retailers, is to make it easy for them. And 50% of consumers told us they want to see clear, independent signposting about the sustainability credentials of products. So I'm standing at the grocery shelf, or I'm choosing a fashion item. Those brands that are actually investing in their sustainability credentials need to be really clear and make it easy for the consumer to make that switch for them.
because there's quite a bit of legislation out there already, certainly from Brussels, from the European Union, which sets out the sustainability credentials. In other words, companies cannot engage in any sort of slave labour to sell a garment or anything like that, or the footprint of a product needs to be fairly clearly marked. But consumers obviously want a little bit more clarity.
I think consumers need to be helped. And if you think about the conversation of the last couple of minutes around inflation, when consumers are getting to the shelf at the moment, price is currently a key factor for them. But as I said, those brands that are actually investing in, and we get into CSRD reporting, which means companies have to sort of, they have their legal obligations.
Corporate social services.
Absolutely. So I won't get into, it's a complex situation, but a lot of clients are currently working through it. But my point is, brands and retailers need to work hard at the shelf and on packaging. And consumers have told us that it's the visible signpost that brands are putting in place, such as circularity, such as recycling and eco-friendly packaging. They are the key drivers for consumers to switch to that particular product.
And finally, they trust AI a lot less here than they do in other countries.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, Joe, because we've been doing the survey now for 9 years, and our view on technology, we're always a little bit more sceptical compared to some of our global counterparts. I personally think that's going to change. I think as we start to use Gen AI more in our daily lives, as we start to experience it in our work lives, I think we'll start to see some of the benefits of it. And I think as those use cases become more visible to us, we will start to become more accepting.
And would AI get rid of retail and consumer directors at major consultancy firms?
I don't believe so, Joe. I think it's always the human touch is key. A lot of our clients at the moment are talking to us about Gen AI and the role as a co-pilot. So it's actually doing some of my work. It's actually making my life easier, which allows me to focus and all of our clients to focus on those more value-adding and human touches.
Thank you very much for coming in. That's Owen McFeely, the Director of Retail and Consumer with PricewaterhouseCoopers, or PwC as it's now known.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.